come on, you know an artist.
We do. I was going to talk about that later, but we can talk about it now. I mean,
No. I'll follow
we'll talk
your
about
script.
It later when we talk about favorites.
No, we'll do that. You we'll drive the interview.
Artists. Okay, fair enough. Hi, and welcome to Missouri Athletic Club Connections, a podcast highlighting Missouri's only premier athletic club. For more than a century, the Missouri Athletic Club continues to be nationally recognized as a premier athletic club, serving business professionals, civic leaders, and families in the St. Louis community. Today, we'll be discussing the MAC artistic vision, with Kara Kelp. Kara is part of the membership team as a development executive here at the Missouri Athletic Club. And welcome, Kara. Thanks for joining us.
Of course. Thanks so much for having me.
Great. Well, we'll have a good episode today.
Great.
So first, tell our listeners a little bit more about what your role is here at the Missouri Athletic Club.
Sure. So I work in the membership department with you, Rodney. I started last year in May of 2021. I work focused on member engagement and recruitment efforts generally. And then my specific role is really to lead our civic engagement efforts and further that mission at the club and work with our community partners to help drive a positive impact around downtown St. Louis, which is where our club was founded and is rooted. So it's been an honor to be working at the Missouri Athletic Club for the last year.
Oh, perfect. And it's been a great pleasure having you here. Good. And it's been nice seeing that transition to where we're doing more and more literally every month.
Yes.
All right. You joined the membership department, like you said, almost a year ago. In addition to those responsibilities, you have the general membership responsibilities, but we also want to talk a little bit about the Art Society and what your role
yes.
is with the club's art collection.
I know. I have a passion for the arts. I just love it. So prior to working here, most of my professional career I've spent working around fine art and antique collections, working with museums and institutions, and also working here with the art collection at the MAC. So for the last decade, I've been familiar with the club in general, but familiar from an internal standpoint of working with the great treasures that you guys have hanging on the walls. So when I started in membership last year, it was just a natural fit for me to continue those efforts and try to boost that appreciation for the art collection.
Wonderful. And a lot of expertise. You bring a lot of expertise to the club, so
I
it's
try.
Wonderful. It really, truly is there. For example, would you call this artistic works? Or?
For sure. We've got wonderful pieces all over, even decor.
Even decor. Okay. It's called decor, not art, is what we call that.
There's a distinct difference, but okay. Yes. So I think that's kind of part of what our effort is to try to educate our members because there are so many beautiful things, especially at the downtown clubhouse and how grand it is. There's so many beautiful things that just surround our members on a daily basis as they're eating, dining, just passing through the lobby. And I think we can better serve our members by continuing to tell all of those stories about how those pieces came to be. And educate them a little bit more about the great artists that are represented in the collection.
Yeah, perfect. Well, that's a lot about you. What can you tell us a little bit about the Art Society, kind of its transition and how it came to be?
Yes. So the Art Society originally relaunched its efforts to promote the art collection at the club last summer as the Foundation for the Arts was winding down its activities after 30 years of serving the members in the community of St. Louis. There were some generous members within the club that wanted to really rededicate and reemphasize the art collection and the appreciation for the tradition of the arts at the club. So last summer, we actually launched our programming with a reception, and we've been fortunate to develop some really great events over the last 6 months or so. The Art Society, as I mentioned, celebrates the dedication and tradition of the arts at the MAC. So over 100 years ago, we actually started intentionally building a collection at the club. The downtown clubhouse has always stood on this corner, but when the clubhouse, as we know it today, was erected in 1916, one of the first efforts was really to not just decorate the club, as we talked about decor, but to complement the grand architectural details and the grandeur of this building with something more substantial, and to look to the St. Louis arts community to really start building an intentional fine art collection. So the members at the time in 1918 pulled together some money, as our members are so generous to do, And they acquired our first painting in 1918, which still hangs in the lobby today at the downtown clubhouse. Oh. It is a painting called Windswept Merrimack by Thomas Barnett, who was involved in St. Louis as both an artist and also as an architect, helping with some of the downtown clubhouse's architectural designs as well. So he was a natural fit to celebrate and to be a patron to support a young artist locally, and to include that as one of the first pieces acquired by the members for the benefit of future generations of members to enjoy.
Right, and still enjoying it today, obviously.
Still enjoying it today. Yeah. So the Art Society, as I mentioned, we've got 84 charter members. That was the original intention at the time last year when our Foundation for the Arts was winding down. They pooled together and generously contributed enough money to acquire 13 artworks from the collection of the Foundation for the Arts that have been on display at the clubhouse and enjoyed by members, and to retain those for the club to continue to enjoy. And there are 84 of those charter members, but we continually add interested members outside of just those to support our ongoing programming. That was just the start of it, and I think we're getting wonderful, great feedback from our members who've come already to some of our events to learn more about really what the goals are of the Art Society and what we're trying to accomplish through our programming. And it's encouraging. It's encouraging to see the interest. I think it still exists as a tradition for the club.
Right. And keeping with the theme of the podcast here, it's about those connections. And I think that's what that has done, is connected those art lovers.
Yes.
And I know for a fact, the last event that was held, I was really stunned at how many people were there. It was
me too.
Yeah. It was really, it really filled the art lounge. It was a really vibrant, lively discussion. And again, that's what it's about. The MAC connects those people and brings everybody together.
Yes. Yeah. I know. I was thrilled too. I have wonderful leaders that I'm working with. So past Governor Kim DeMott and past Governor Judith Hanses and Maureen Warner, they're working as leaders with me to develop this programming and to really drive the message of our, you know, rededicating ourselves to the tradition of the arts, and to tie that strategically into what arts and other, you know, cultural gems exist in our community. So together we've developed some really great ideas. We've got ideas that carry us through to next year. Some lofty goals as well. But I think so far it's really encouraging to see members who I haven't had the opportunity to meet yet coming and supporting some of our programs and being interested to see how these programs evolve.
Yeah, I think it's off to a great start for sure.
Thank you. I know. I'm thrilled. So it's a passion of mine, and I'm glad to continue it here for the club.
Wonderful. We're happy to have you do it. So next, what makes the Art Society different from other groups at the Missouri Athletic Club?
Sure. So we aren't a club within a club. We are a special interest group of members just dedicated to preserving and promoting the club's collection, like I said. What makes it different is that really it incorporates anybody. You don't have to already be interested in the arts. You don't have to have an understanding about the art collection already. You don't have to be knowledgeable about different artist techniques or anything like that. It's not meant to intimidate or be a scary place. We're not going to always just solely focus on art. Mm-hmm. We're going to focus on the broader subject at hand. For example, you referenced the last event we held that incorporated a local historian and author, Nene Harris, was our guest. We invited her to come give a presentation about the evolution of downtown St. Louis, which naturally encompasses, you know, the strong history surrounding our downtown clubhouse, which includes so many different industries, so many different groups of people, so many different changes around the city, but also highlights the spectacular architectural details that we sometimes take for granted when we aren't stopping to pause and look up and notice those details just outside of our downtown clubhouse, but all over the city. So she started that presentation that's going to be two parts because there's just so much to share. But I think it really then was able to speak to a larger audience of our members who maybe didn't have a specific interest in a certain artist that we were highlighting, but generally had an interest in just celebrating our city and celebrating the founding of the MAC in the midst of that rich history taking place here in the city.
Yeah, wonderful. I like one thing you touched on was the different arts, and obviously sounds like, you know, we're not being judgmental towards whoever exactly. joins the group. It's whatever you're interested in.
Exactly.
So that's a really, really great thing. I'm obviously not this art aficionado, but I have things
Oh, come on.
Like.
You know an artist. You know one.
We do. I was going to talk about that later, but we can talk about it now. I mean.
No. I'll follow
We'll talk
your
about
script.
It later when we talk about favorites.
No, we'll do that. You drive the interview.
Artists. Okay. Fair enough.
Okay.
Well, we're here at the next question anyway. So what is your favorite piece in the downtown clubhouse?
Well, I have a lot. That's like asking who's your favorite child. Yeah. I mean, like, that's really kind of a hard question, but I do have one that just really speaks to me every time, and I highlighted it in our March Cherry Diamond issue. It is kind of tucked away, so a lot of members may not really have seen it. It's not out in the open in our public spaces, but you can see it. It's in a private office off the back corridor of the downtown clubhouse. So as you're coming in from the north side of the building and passing by that office off to the right before you just enter the lobby, you'll see this painting hanging against the brick wall, and it's substantial in size. It's large scale. And you really do need to appreciate it from quite a distance because there's a lot going on. And it's vibrant and it's energetic. And it's one of my favorite artists. Fred Green Carpenter is a local St. Louis artist who married another wonderful artist, Mildred Bailey Carpenter. I've worked with their works over the years in many collections and seen a lot of great auction results from their works being sold over the years. And it always impresses me when I find one of their new works in someone's home. At the same time he was producing the work that we have, the Students' Bazaar, in 1919, he was also creating some of the lunettes at the State Capitol Building in Jefferson City. Yeah. So you can find his work in public places, and you can also find them tucked away in private collections. And this is a really phenomenal example of one of his works. So I love it. Some other people might be like, oh, no, I love the cows.
Sure.
Or there are a million others to choose from, really and truly. But this is one of those that you have to stop for a minute and really take it all in. But it's a great example by the artist, and I'm just thrilled that it's in our collection. And I think that's also part of what I'm hoping our members will learn through our events at the Art Society is really to appreciate that we've got some amazingly talented artists represented within our collection. A lot of those artists come from St. Louis or were working in St. Louis, and you can find their works elsewhere in private collections and public places. And it's just wonderful that we have them every day, that you can attend a reception and stand right next to
them temporarily. Right.
Exactly. Right. It really is amazing. That'd probably be the one I highlight.
So to show how savvy I am in my office, is that decor or artwork?
The triptych
that's hanging on the wall. Is that
decor? Yes, those are by Antoine Blanchard, a lot of people recognize his work. It's very similar to Cortez's work, and we've got two or three examples of those in the art lounge as well. So, you know, people enjoy lots of different things.
Yeah.
And we do have an array of artists represented throughout the clubhouse, and it ranges in time frame. But predominantly, I'd say overall, we've got a good number of 19th and early 20th century kind of American and European genre scenes, or scenes of everyday life and landscapes, things of that nature. So you've got some Parisian scenes hanging over your head in your office.
Yes, I do.
I have a wonderful artist. Gail Henderson was an architect locally in St. Louis, and that artwork of the Capitol is behind my desk. So I love that work. So everybody has their own favorite.
Well, and I think, you know, when we talk about what the Missouri Athletic Club is all about,
mm-hmm.
when you're interested in membership or bringing your friends in to join the Missouri Athletic Club, you can see beautiful art in our offices. We'll do both. You can look at beautiful art, and we'll get you an application to fill out for membership as well.
You can.
So my favorite, I get to say what my favorite is.
Yes, please. Let me ask you. Oh, wait. Rodney, what is your favorite artwork in the collection?
So, of course, I'm not going to know the name of it, but it's the commissioned work by Brian Haynes.
Oh, back to Brian Haynes, the artist that Rodney knows.
I know. He's a friend, and I'm biased, but I still love that piece.
Yep.
I love
it's a good one.
It's a little more, what would you call it, illustrative?
It is.
Yeah. And what is the name of it?
It's an emblematic piece. Oh,
sure.
Rodney, I don't know the name
of
it. Uh-oh. I don't know if Brian Haynes actually named it.
He may not have. He just made it for the club. So.
But he titles everything on the back, so we'll have to take a look and see.
Okay. We're going
to
go down and set the alarms off as soon as this podcast is over.
Yeah, there we go.
I love that. I love the bringing together of all the things, the iconic, you know, Greek statuesque, the building.
It's wonderful.
The logo, of course, it has the cherry diamond logo in it. All
it
those
does.
Things.
And it's, you know, very different from a lot of our other artworks. So it stands out. Yep. But Brian Haynes was, you know, a trained illustrator at the start of his career and still carries that style through his artwork. So this is a wonderful example of what he's best known for and very illustrative, as you said. And he was our first guest speaker when we started our guest speaker presentation series. He was our first. So, and he does such a nice job. That was back in November, and we had an equally wonderful turnout from members for that. So it was really nice to get a whole glimpse of kind of how his career as an artist has been celebrated and has grown over the years and culminated with us being, you know, able to have a work by him in our collection. We're thrilled for that.
Yeah. So can you give us a sneak peek? Because, for example, there's a living artist. We have a lot of art that's, you know, obviously the artist is not still with us.
Of course.
Can you give us a sneak peek at some of the things the Art Society is maybe looking to do programming-wise?
Of course. So I'm actually talking right now. Of course, I mentioned earlier that there are some other wonderful cultural gems around the city. And I've had a really great relationship with Julie Dunmorton at the Mercantile Library over the years. We've loaned a couple of our works over the years to be included in exhibitions at the Mercantile Library, which is at UMSL's campus. And so I'm talking with her about coming to be a speaker sometime later this year, and she can, you know, give an overview and kind of history on the Mercantile Library's collection, which if you haven't seen that, it's equally very impressive. And then speak a little bit to the artists that overlap between our collections as well, because they're definitely, I mean, St. Louis is really small, it's true, in the artist world as well. There are lots of wonderful examples in their collection that are complementary of the artists that are represented in our collection too. So I'm excited to pursue that with her. We've also been talking amongst our group of leaders about the idea of, you know, doing something a little bit more like the January event that we had, where we invited Hindman Auction House out of Chicago to come in and kind of talk to us about the art market and talk about collecting and the passion of, you know, owning pieces that are they valuable or are they not valuable? So we've talked about for 2023 doing something that would be a larger kind of keynote series of appraisal events with various different specialists in a number of different areas that could come and talk to our members about, you know, everything from sports memorabilia to fine art and fine jewelry to, you know, antiques and decorative art items and things like that. Because in addition to all of the great paintings we have at the club, we also have some pretty phenomenal trophies, and we've got some pretty phenomenal silver pieces and things that are tucked away.
Some of the newer ones. We brought some of the newer pieces, but
so it really, you know, it relates to everybody. Everybody has something that they've, you know, hidden away in a drawer, or it's in their attic, or something that they're curious about. So that's one of the events that we've kind of talked about going forward.
Great. Well, I have to get an appraisal of my 1960s Zippo lighter.
Oh my gosh,
MAC logo on it.
Yes.
When they come back, I want to do that. I want to get that for sure.
Of course. We'll work that in, no problem.
So Kara, how can people contact you if they want more information about the Missouri Athletic Club Art Collection or the Art Society or both?
Of course. They can certainly reach out to me in my office here at the Downtown Clubhouse. They can call me anytime, 314-539-4408. Or you can always email me. That's really easy because I'm bouncing back and forth often between both clubhouses, wearing lots of different hats. So sometimes that can be the easiest way to get me is to reach me via email. So my contact information is included on the website, of course, and I'd love to hear from anybody on any of those questions or activities of the hats I'm wearing.
Well, perfect. We love it. And we love all the hats you're wearing, too. Big help here to the Missouri Athletic Club.
Thanks so much.
So this has been a great conversation.
Good.
We're really glad that you could come and do this. And again, if you want to learn more about the MAC Artistic Vision, just contact Kara Kelp here at the Missouri Athletic Club.
Thanks
again, Kara, for being on.
Thank you.